What up, homies? What up, homeboys, and I guess homegirls? If there's any homegirls out there representing Le Breakdown, I guess there might be, right? It's time for another Le Breakdown. The Heat played last night. I'm in London, England. I check out the games the next day. I got NBA League Pass. And I Le Break it down hardcore. Because I'm a LeBron freak. Like the rest of y'all listening to this. Or maybe you're a LeBron hater, I don't know. I'm certainly not a hater. I just like to examine. That's all. I like to observe. You know, I like to know if I'm watching greatness. I wouldn't want the greatest basketball player of all time to play during my lifetime and me not watch his career. And so if there's a chance, I'm checking it out. And right now this guy's my next bet. I caught plenty of Michael, but to be honest, I was a little bit young for some of the ridiculous Michael years. Like, when he came out as a rookie, I was only 8 years old. So I don't really remember all that stuff that well. His later years, his championship years, I remember super well. Ridiculously well. And I want to do the same with LeBron. You know? Just like I did with Kobe. I want to be that guy. I'm an NBA... I'm a nerd like that. Alright? Alright. I don't know why I need to justify the podcast. You're already listening to it, right? Alright, so anyway, this is the breakdown. Let's get into it. The Heat taking on the Denver Nuggets, March 14th, 2014, in Miami. Miami Heat have lost 4 out of 5 games. LeBron has been pretty painful for at least 4 out of those 5 games, if not all of them. And this is coming off, you know, it annoys me to repeat it because I hear it so many times, but it's true, his 61-point game. And then since then, he just has not been able to put it together. It's like he used up all his gummy berry juice or something. Sorry, that's a very obscure reference, but I'm not going to explain it. Look it up. Gummy berry juice. Delicious. All right. And by the way, I didn't notice this, but last game, the Heat lost a close one to the New Jersey Nets, who have been on fire. He had no field goal attempts in the fourth quarter. I mean, how does that happen? I could break that down, but there's no point, right? How in the world does LeBron James play in the fourth quarter of a close game and there's somehow better people to shoot than him? I don't understand that. It makes literally zero sense. All right, so let's get into this game. First quarter, 10:07. LeBron, he's back, ladies and gentlemen. He starts the first game, or start at the 10:07 mark. He gets his first field goal on a fast break dunk. Nuggets turn it over. LeBron just gallops down the court and calmly hammers it down. 9:10 mark. Kenneth Faried. Wow, he had a couple of wows this game. If you know who he is, they call him the Manimal. Kenneth Faried with the crazy hair and ridiculous amount of hops and energy. He gets an alley-oop from half court. Literally, beyond half court. Randy Foy just throws it near the rim, and Faried, just way ahead of everyone, just goes up and throws it down. I mean, 3 minutes into the game, how does that happen, right? Unbelievable. 8:09 mark, LeBron gets his second basket, kind of cherry-picking at the other end. And it's kind of funny because he's cherry-picking, but Randy Foy is staying with him. And D-Wade sees it, and D-Wade throws like a Hail Mary pretty much from near his own baseline to LeBron. And it's not that LeBron was open, it's just Randy Foy can't jump as high as LeBron. So LeBron, it almost looked like he didn't jump, and he just caught it and laid it in. So it starts 2 of 2. 7:15 mark. Strong right baseline drive, you know, just kind of muscling people out of the way with his face and his shoulders, and then lays it in. 5:23 mark, nice little jab step on the left wing, and, you know, after 2 or 3 jab steps, pulls up and drains it. Nothing you can do about it. Nothing you can do. You have to respect the drive, and when he's jab stepping on you, you have to move back. There's nothing you could do. 3:52 mark, sweet drive, right to left in transition with the finish with the left hand and one. Little extra hang time so that he could finish it nicely. Really looking in control this game. And then for some reason, right, so he starts 5 of 5, right? And then for some reason, he goes to the bench with 3:45 remaining. Really bizarre. Don't understand that. But he goes to the bench with 3:45 remaining. D-Wade stays in. Usually he plays the whole first quarter. And then they bring LeBron back in with 30 seconds left. I don't get it. You know, I don't know. Maybe Coach Spoelstra's trying to shake things up because they've been losing? I don't know. Seems like a weird shakeup. But despite, you know, despite that little weird move, the Heat continued to roll, and the Nuggets were not rolling, and the Heat were up 30 to 20 after one quarter, right? Up 10 points. 9:27 mark, LeBron. Pretty ugly turnover. Bad inbounds pass. Just goes right to, who was it? I don't remember who got the steal, but bad inbounds pass. The Heat, however, playing solid, they build the lead up to 14. And then what happens? They give up a, get ready for this, 20, I had to keep updating this, 27-6 run. All right, in about 6 minutes, maybe even less, Miami is outscored by 21 points. Okay, so they have a 14-point, and there's this guy, Evan Fournier, who I've seen before. I just didn't realize he had so much game. He reminded me of, like, kind of Sasha Vujicic or someone. I mean, he's good. He looks like a good European player, but he was really just taking it to him with threes and drives and crafty passes and good defense. It was really impressive. And Aaron Brooks, too. Aaron Brooks, remember him? Was on the Rockets for a while. Aaron Brooks drains a couple of threes. I thought this guy was going to be a star. I remember about 5 years ago, I thought, wow, this guy, he's got the instincts for the game. He's incredible. And he used to put up some crazy numbers. I don't know what happened to him. The Nuggets go on this ridiculous run. And if it's not for Chris Birdman Anderson, they're done. He's keeping them in this on both ends of the floor, getting great blocks, tip-ins, alley-oops, just beautiful play. And then a couple of things I want to talk about. All right, so quarter ends with Nuggets up 58-53. Right, so Miami gives up a 14-point lead, plus five. Right, so they're down 5 points going into the fourth quarter. LeBron, by the way, with only 2 points. 11 points in the first quarter, 2 points in the second. So a couple of things I want to talk. Oh yeah, and sorry, and the Nuggets 38 points in the quarter, 38. Jeez. All right, so last game, Mario Chalmers, he got called for a foul. And with the refs back to him, he very mildly kind of turned his hand down to him. Like, kind of like, get out of here, call. But not maliciously or whatnot. And he got teched up right away, right? Got called for a T instantly for, like, showing up the ref. D. Wade, at the end of the second quarter, he's driving, misses a driving layup, and throws his arms in the air, runs with his arms spread wide until he gets to half court, and then plays half the shot clock, tapping the arm that he was, you know, that he feels he was fouled on. I think he was fouled on it, but I just, like, why not a tech there? Is it because the ref missed the call? I don't think Wade should get a tech for that. But why give Chalmers a tech for the other day? You know, it's because Chalmers isn't a star like Wade. Even though he has, like, 2 rings and what? How many years has he been playing? 3 years? So anyway, that was the one, you know, weird thing I want to talk about. And then the other cool thing I wanted to talk about was there was a point in the game when they were showing old Heat highlights, and they were talking about Brian Shaw, who's the coach of the Nuggets, how back in the day he used to play on this Heat squad. And they were talking about Ronnie Cicely, who was actually the first ever pick by the Miami Heat in the expansion draft. And they were talking about his house in Miami on Star Island. And apparently this is awesome spot, and they would go party there all the time. And it got me thinking about back in the day. You know, I had an opportunity to go and do a little work with Ronnie Cicely in Lebanon about, God, when was it? Like 12 years ago, 2002. And I went and stayed in Beirut and hung with him all day for several days, and he took me to some basketball courts that he built, and he took me to his house a few times, and I played basketball against him one-on-one in his squash court. He had a squash court with a basketball hoop at the back end, and I scored 1 point. If you're wondering, I scored 1 point off an inbounds. He passed it to me, and I just jacked one up, and it went in. Aside from that, there was just... Dude, he's 6'10". There's no way. But anyways, I won't go on about my own personal story. But I did go to his... he had a ridiculously awesome house in Beirut. And it was just fun to remember it there. You know, it was like right in the middle of town. This tiny little door on a big wall. You go into this door and all of a sudden, you're in paradise. Beautiful spot. So a little shout out to Ronnie Cicely. He was a cool guy. He treated me really well over there. Really awesome dude. All right. So third quarter, the Nuggets, little run by Kenneth Faried. They go up 9. You know, Faried has 3 buckets right off the bat, pretty much. 9:30 mark, LeBron misses a free throw. What else we got? Yeah, and the Nuggets just keep running. And they build the lead up to 14. So after being down 14, they go up 14. And LeBron just cannot get off. The Nuggets have this guy, Quincy Miller. I'm not sure exactly how tall he is, but they say his wingspan is 7'3". And it was apparent. He was long. He looked super-duper long in this one. Then what do we have? 5:06 mark, Ty Lawson. You all know little Ty Lawson. He has a steal, fills the passing lane, gets the fast break, and throws it down. Pretty easily, too. It wasn't like on a full-out sprint. I just didn't know he could dunk that easily. So props to Ty Lawson. Impressive. And then also, I just got to say, after he dunked it, he tapped the ball back to, the baseline. And I guess that rule is over now. Remember at the start of the season, if, the scoring team was not allowed to touch the ball after they scored? Otherwise, it was an immediate technical foul? Like, and there was like 5 of those calls a game. I haven't seen a single one in a very long time. And every time I see someone do it, I wonder, why don't they call that? I didn't get the memo, I guess. It didn't make it to my inbox on what the deal is with that. 4:04 mark, though, Ty Lawson, not to be completely, getting all the props, he gets blocked by Chris Anderson, basically with his elbow. I mean, Birdman did have his hand on the rim, but it didn't really affect the play. He just went up and, Lawson was kind of trying to hit a scoop shot, and he really did just block him with his elbow. And then Birdman, hustling the other way, throws down an alley-oop from LeBron on the other end, cutting the lead down to 9, 72-63. But Evan Fournier, like I said, he just kept answering them. I mean, wow, he's way better than I thought. See, and the 3:27 mark, he has a gorgeous dribble drive and layup. Really sweet, just spinning, up and under move. Let me see, 3:17 mark, LeBron doesn't get up there for the alley-oop from Chalmers. He's cutting left baseline, Chalmers throws it up. I think the pass was a bit off, but, other people, I'd give them a pass, but it's LeBron. You know, he should be able to adjust and throw it down. So there's a turnover. 3:05 mark, LeBron, sweet alley-oop from the left wing to Birdman again. So I think that's the second time this quarter he throws a Birdman an alley-oop for a dunk in transition. Oh, my Snoopy dog is back. Is that the Snoopy boy? Snoopy boy, come. Come on, big boy. Oh, he's a good boy. Daddy's just doing his podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Daddy's just going to finish. It's okay. It's all right. We're keeping it real over here at La Breakdown. All right? Good boy, Snoopy dogs. Okay. Where was I before I was so rudely interrupted? let's see. Okay, yeah, Birdman with the alley-oop. 106. LeBron with a finger roll on a nice cut through the lane, and that's his first field goal. This is 106 left in the third quarter. That's his first field goal since the first quarter. Can you believe that, babe? Huh? Oh, she's not answering me. All right. Gets his first field goal since the first quarter. So he's 7 of 13 now for the game after starting 5 of 5. So I'll let you do the math on that. I'll do it for you. It's 2 of 8, all right, since starting 5 of 5. And then, wow, 27 seconds to go. D-Wade, what a play. He gives up his dribble about 18 feet from the basket straight away, gets cut off, uses his pivot foot, gets an open look at the basket, I guess, but there's 2 guys on him. So he whips it off the backboard, passes to himself, catches it, goes up for the finger roll in the paint. Absolutely gorgeous play. Don't know why more guys don't do that. I mean, I guess it's just it's like a wiring in the brain. It's like a hard move to add to your arsenal, but really it could be used a lot to great effect, especially if you can get up above the rim like these guys can. Let's see. 4 seconds to go. Wow. Evan Fournier. He tries to drive from the left side, and he misses badly. Okay, he hits the backboard, and it comes off hard. And it's going to come about a foot and a half, 2 feet off the front of the rim. Kenneth Faried, so quick off his feet, he's able to go up, catch that, and dunk it like it was an alley-oop pass. Incredible. And then the 3-second mark, this is what I didn't understand. The Miami Heat had an inbounds play in the Nugget end, and LeBron is the passer, and he passes it to Chris Anderson for a 30-foot three that he actually almost banked in, but still. Strange play. They're down 14. I just thought they'd go for a score there. So it's 85-71. All right, so we get into the fourth quarter. LeBron sits the first 3.5 minutes. Comes in at the 8:30 mark with the lead trimmed a little bit, 91-80. Ray Allen looking extremely solid. He's got 8 points in the quarter. He drains a three as soon as LeBron comes in, 91-83. All right, looking like we're in striking distance. 7:09 mark, though, LeBron. Unbelievable. He's done this a couple of times these last couple of games. He fouls Darrell Arthur shooting a three. I mean, come on. And Darrell Arthur makes all three. 6:56, though. Ray Allen. So the next possession, Ray Allen gets fouled shooting a three, but he only makes 2 of 3. So go figure. Darrell Arthur makes all three. Ray Allen, best free throw shooter arguably of all time, makes 2 out of 3. 6:40 mark, LeBron with the steal. And then he takes it the other way, but he has a bad pass, which gets picked off. But it gets deflected. It gets stolen from, I can't remember who got it on the Nuggets, but it gets stolen from him. Right back to LeBron, who makes a nice pass to Bosch for the dunk. And then Mario Chalmers has a fast break layup the next possession. And all of a sudden, we got a 4-point game. 6 minutes to go. But the 5:37 mark, Darrell Arthur just shakes LBJ. LeBron kind of, I don't know why, he jumped at him. It wasn't even a pump fake, but he jumps at him. So Arthur just decides to drive and dunks uncontested, you know, down the lane. And then the 5:09 mark, another weird play. LeBron, still not taking a shot in the fourth, by the way. He's been in 3 minutes, hasn't taken a shot. He passes, and remember last game, no shots in the fourth quarter in the loss. Got a fairly open 8-footer from the right block, doesn't take it. Then Miami swings it around. He gets it on the right wing with 3 seconds left on the shot clock. Not totally open, but open enough to shoot. He decides to swing it, causes Mario Chalmers to shoot a three with, like, you know, he gets the ball with 1 second left on the shot clock, and the shot clock violation. So LeBron, still no field goal attempts. 4:54 mark, Darrell Arthur drains an 18-footer. LeBron a little bit late challenging, 98-90. And 4:40 mark, LeBron missing a reverse layup. Drives to the basket, up and under from left to right. Makes that 19 out of 20 times. Just leaves a little bit short. Next Miami possession, though, he has a nice dribble drive. Kind of muscles into Kenneth Faried, which is not easy to do. And a little short pull-up for two. 3:47 mark, Wilson Chandler. The 4-point play from Ray Allen. from Ray Allen corner. Right, which is that famous spot in the right corner where Ray Allen drained that three against the Spurs to force overtime in Game 6. Well, this time Ray Allen fouls Wilson Chandler shooting the three. He drains it and makes a free throw. 4-point play. Next possession, LeBron with a turnover on an out-of-control drive. But Miami actually winds up stealing it right back. Ray Allen with a three. Mario Chalmers with a three. Back-to-back. Quickly a 5-point game. Right, it was 11. And 1:15 mark, Mario Chalmers with a very nice play finds Bosch for the dunk. 3-point game with 1 minute to go. Kenneth Faried, 1:05 mark. Get this, he gets fouled. First free throw, banks it in. Yeah, not kidding. Banks in. I mean, how can you be that off? Incredible. He's like a 63% free throw shooter, but banking it in from the free throw line, incredible. And then he swishes the second. Silly. So the Nuggets go up 106-101. 57-second mark, LeBron gets fouled. He misses one, which is a big one. All right, he gets 1 of 2 free throws. 4-point game, then 106-102. And I dodge a bullet, by the way, right there, because I watched the Raptors game before this, and the announcers gave the Raptors score right at the end for no reason. So that could have hurt me with, like, you know, I'm intently watching the Heat game, and all of a sudden I hear my Raptors score. All right, so 28.6 seconds. LeBron goes for three. With the Heat down four, tries to dribble up left point three, leaves it short. 17.1 seconds, he makes 2 free throws, and then 4 seconds later, crazy play. The Nuggets going to inbounds and to Randy Foy, and LeBron looked pretty clean from the replay, gets a hand on it, it deflects off Foy's legs out of bounds, but LeBron gets called for the foul. Ouch. Could have been a game saver because the Heat were only down 3 at that point. And he gets called for the foul. Foy goes down, makes 2 of 2. That was ball game. That was pretty much it. LeBron tried a left corner 3. He missed. And the Nuggets win 111-107. Ouch. So the refs kind of hurt them. But They really shouldn't have been in that position in the first place. So we'll get to the box score. I'm only going to break down LeBron. There's no one really else interesting. 8 of 17 after starting 5 of 5. That's not going to work. So 3 of 12 the rest of the way. 21 points. He's minus 8 on the floor and only 6 rebounds and 6 assists. 4 turnovers, 1 steal, no blocks. Brutal game for LeBron. I'm not going to go on because this is kind of pain. It's getting kind of painful now. This is like 6 games in a row. Heat are now 44-19. And I'm not even going to break down the scale. There's no wows. Offense was brutal. Defense was brutal. And he's getting a 2.5 for me. That's 25% effort from LeBron. I don't even care about your 21 points. Yucky. All right, so that's it for this little breakdown. And let me just check it out. The Heat, their next game is Sunday against Houston. That should be a good one. Against James Harden. And I think they were the first or second team to beat them on this little losing streak that they got going, losing 5 of 6. All right, y'all, thanks for checking out this little breakdown. Another week one from the King, hoping for a bounce back next game. Although I got to admit, I certainly don't mind seeing the Heat losing because they are now. Let me just check out these standings real quick. The Heat are only 7 games ahead of the Raptors, 7.5 games ahead of the Raptors. And hey, who would have thought that, right, babe?
That's right.
Miami only 7.5 games up against Toronto with like 20 games to go. It's pretty exciting. All right, yeah, we're pretty fired up over here at our place. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Catch you next Le Breakdown. Peace.
Peace.